Well, as we've heard, tonight's budget will focus on getting young people into jobs. It's a welcome development for employers and those working in the youth sector, but some say it's been a long time coming. Isabel Rowe reports.
Young Australians say getting a job is as hard as it's been since the 1990s recession.
I'm actually interviewing for a lot of jobs in childcare at the moment, so it's complicated. I'm not very confident at the moment. I do get the sense that there is a bit of competition.
It's quite hard. It takes a while to hear back, but yeah, it's just a waiting game. Probably apply every day for quite a few, and at the moment I'm just going off savings.
I think I'm more lucky than other people. I work in software engineering, so we're not exactly struggling. I've got a brother who's a painter, he's struggling. I got a sister who's in care, disability care, she's struggling.
I was lucky I'm in construction, so we stayed pretty consistent throughout. I have a lot of family in the airline industry, so they obviously lost their jobs. One took the opportunity to go back to uni, and my sister has found a different employment at a different job, so there's still jobs out there, I think.
The youth unemployment rate is just over 14%, a slight improvement on the peak of 16.4% in June. So, news that the federal budget will focus on getting young people into work has been widely welcomed. In Tasmania, Youth Network's CEO Tanya Hunt says youth unemployment was already a major issue before the pandemic.
Nearly one in five young people aged 15 to 24 lost their job. What we're hearing is that the job market in Tasmania is overcrowded and incredibly competitive. So for every job available in our state, there are 25 job seekers, though the demand is outstripping the supply. Financial hardship for young Tasmanians is a significant issue. We're hearing stories from young people that they can't afford to buy interview clothes, or they may not have access to technology or mobile data, or afford transport to attend interviews.
Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has already announced the budget will include a $1.2 billion wage subsidy scheme for trainees and apprentices. It'll mean taxpayers will fund half the wages of new apprentices and trainees for 12 months to incentivise businesses to take them on. It's good news for Craig Randazzo, who runs Skillset Australia, a job training program for young people who aren't interested in regular schooling, based in regional New South Wales.
I think caseloads are quite healthy in terms of young people putting their hand up and saying, we really need assistance here. And certainly along with that goes, seeing mental health issues. Myself and colleagues in the allied health sector as well are seeing increased presentations in terms of young people really struggling.
He's pleased the budget is focusing on youth unemployment.
This is not a new phenomenon. There were issues with youth unemployment before the COVID era. However, I think it's really brought the plight of young people getting into careers and employment into greater focus.
The social justice charity Brotherhood of St Lawrence also welcomes the idea of wage subsidies, but suggests that alone won't solve the problem. Their principal research fellow is Joseph Borlagden.
Wage subsidies can be useful. Some of this will come down to the amount of that subsidy, but really we need a suite of measures. We need to look at job creation, so things like social procurement. We need high-quality vocational education and training, flexible income security, and we need the kind of responses that are led by community to deal with some of the gap between supply and demand in local labour markets.
Joseph Borlagden says policymakers need to be careful too, not to skew too much support towards young men.
Most apprentices are men, and the vast majority of those apprenticeships are in the trades occupations. So when it comes to young people, we want to see these wage subsidies be used to encourage employers to take on a wider cohort of young people, so particularly young women and those from diverse backgrounds.
The businesses who will receive taxpayer money to hire young workers will also be happy, according to the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry CEO James Pearson.
It makes sense to encourage businesses to hire people so they can get back on their feet. And if we can see government restrictions around COVID eased at the same time, that'll help build demand and keep those people in those jobs.
The Treasurer has said that that sort of method is better than JobKeeper. Would you agree?
This makes sense to transition away from JobKeeper. JobKeeper has done an amazing job in terms of keeping people connected with their workplaces. This new measure should help replace JobKeeper, at least on a transitional basis. One of the challenges with JobKeeper is that it has to some extent kept some people in jobs that actually may no longer exist, whereas this new measure is designed to encourage businesses to bring younger people in particular into new jobs, to hire them and to respond to what we hope will be increasing demand and economic recovery.
Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry CEO James Pearson, Isabel Rowe reporting.